Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and we have some spicy new software news that happened yesterday. Microsoft 365 went down for North America, I think, and Australia. And it was a really big outage. So how about we discuss this, guys? So, guys, yesterday, September, 28th? At around 2:30 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, Microsoft Office 365 and all these services just stopped working altogether. So you can't, if you're using Outlook, you won't get any notification. If you're using Teams, you can't log in. You can't authenticate yourself to log into Teams. You can't check your email. You can't do most of other services, Office, opening Office, to authenticate you that you actually have a license or not. All of that stuff just magically stopped working. So I'm going to prefix that a little bit. But if you had existing connections with Microsoft, that seems to be continuing working. It's just new connections to Office 365 services such as Microsoft Teams, Outlook, those are blocked. I'm gonna talk more about it. So Microsoft status, Twitter put up this tweet. I'm gonna read it a little bit and then we will discuss. We're investigating an issue affecting access to multiple Microsoft services. We're working to identify the full impact and will provide more information shortly. And then few minutes over, they think that this is a cause as they obviously created an issue just for us to follow up with. This is the reference if you want to, and we can look at status.office.com. This is just for you, the podcast listener, so I don't have to read through things. I don't assume things, right? So they identified a recent change that appears to be the source of the problem. That's what they thought, right? And they rolled back that install, but it did not help much. So what they did instead, they rerouted traffic into another infrastructure, right? So because that rollback, which they thought this was the problem, the root cause of the failing connections, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit, right, that basically didn't work, right? They didn't see an increase in successful connections. So they instead they rerouted the traffic to an alternate infrastructure. They tried to be as vague as possible. That's why I couldn't find technical information. So I had to dig deep yesterday to find some information to make this video about that. I'm gonna talk about it a little bit. And then they started after rerouting the traffic, everything seems fine, and at 9 p.m. yesterday, Pacific Standard Time, we've confirmed that the residual issue has been addressed and the incident has been resolved. Any users still experiencing impact should be mitigated shortly. So what happened, guys? What happened? This is the effect, guys. This is an image I saw from Twitter. So Australia, and North America got affected. And I think, was this Japan? I think it's Japan. Oh my God, that's not Japan. No, that's not Japan. Oh my God, I'm gonna get embarrassed. I don't know geography, guys, so sue me. I totally didn't look that up. It's New Zealand. Here's Japan. I don't know, I thought Japan was, all right, whatever. All right, so New Zealand also got affected. So here's what happened, guys. When you try to log in to any of the services in Microsoft, right, you're authenticated basically with your username and password, right? And that goes into something called the Active Directory. If you log into Windows, I have Mac here, but you get the idea. If you log into Windows, every Windows operating system has something called the Active Directory, which manages the authentication for you. Okay. And this system is built on a default authentication system called Kerberos, which is really badass. I'm going to reference a video here by Dr. Mike Pound from Computerphile. He did a great job explaining Kerberos. It's basically an authentication system, an authorization system also, that does not work with the asymmetric encryption. It's purely symmetric encryption, just for performance, just for trust issues, and perfect forward secrecy and all that stuff. So it is a really good system. Right, so that's I'm gonna reference the video here for a while. But what if everything is in the cloud, like Microsoft 365? You need a global Active Directory instance, and that is called the Azure Active Directory, or AED. That's what it stands for. Obviously, if you Google this error now, you can start seeing just mad people over the internet. So I went and through Google's pages, and I found exactly what could cause this error. That's exactly the error. But that's also created September 28th. I don't want, because anything created September 28th is just basically, it's basically noise at this point. So I wanted to go, what exactly caused this, right? So that, a transient error. So I found an article from July 14. Wait, that's not July. June 14, even before that. A transient error has occurred. Please try again. So when things were a little bit less chaotic, right? And here is from Microsoft Australia, I believe. Here's the answer. I'm going to read it out loud. I see this on my dashboard, the dashboard that checks the status of the... That's in June 14th. Checks the status of the... Azure Active Directory, AAD, that's the first three letters there. Authentication errors. Status. Our telemetry detected issues with issuing AAD tokens. And these are the tokens and tickets, basically, for the Kerberos system, guys. We talked about it a little bit. Because Kerberos, in order for a service to talk another service, they issue, there is this ticketing system that issues a ticket that allows you to use this ticket and convert it into a token to be used for future request and authentication, so you don't get blocked, right? So if you had a ticket, you're good. But issuing new tokens and issuing new tickets is what caused this problem. Again, guys, this is all, to me, this is all speculation. I'm just speculating. There's, and I might be wrong, and I'm pretty sure I will be wrong, obviously. So we'll wait for Microsoft to actually issue an actual statement to what happened. But what I think is, it's a problem in the Azure Active Directory, specifically in Kerberos authentication, issuing those tickets. Now, you might ask Hussein, what might cause that? I have no idea. Maybe the install that they talked about here was a new crypto that they just wanted to test, right? They wanted to test a new crypto and it didn't work in the production system. Maybe some verification in the keys. God knows. I don't know anything about Kerberos, to be honest, and Azure for that matter. But that, yeah, guys, this is basically what happened. People started getting this error, a transient error has occurred, please try again. And here's the thing, the problem that amplified this was that, because if you already logged in, you shouldn't have a problem, but people started to get, including me actually, I got this message, because we use Microsoft at Esri. I got this message like, hey, your password is invalid. I got it on my phone, I got it on my machine. It's just like, oh, You must log out. Your password is incorrect. I was like, what? No, it's not. So I just ignored the message. That's why I didn't see it. And I logged off by, I think, by 5 p.m. I just logged off. So I didn't face any problem, to be honest. Everything was working. I didn't really check my email from 3 to 5, so I didn't really face that problem. But a lot of people, my colleagues, are seeing it. So it's big, but it's solved now. How did they solve it? I have no idea. They didn't mention that. So So they did say that they they rerouted the traffic into another system. And guys, if anyone from Microsoft, I would love to be, if you are allowed to speak, I know some of you might not be allowed to talk about this publicly, but if you are allowed, please let us know in the comment section what exactly happened, right? So what happened here is they rerouted the traffic into a different infrastructure, to an alternate infrastructure. My guess is this is another instance of Azure Active Directory, or AAD, right? And I don't know what STS stands for in this number, but this number did show up again and again, to be honest. Like, it was so bad. I felt so bad. People are just reading Twitter was, man, that was so bad, because students want to submit their assignments. People want to do their meetings and interviews. They couldn't get things done. But yeah, guys, we rely on technology all the time. And imagine. So building cloud architecture has to be resilient. And when it's working, we don't really pay much attention to it. But when it's not working, we start yelling and screaming. This makes me just appreciate everyone who's working on this kind of task as engineers. Thank you so much for doing all this work for us. Microsoft and Amazon and Google, they're doing tremendous work just to keep us working, right? Because they every time, every day they come to work and they do their best, and they make clever engineering to scale their system as much as possible. And the day bad things happen, everybody just yell at them. Of course, you don't thank them when things go good, but when things go wrong, you start yelling at them. So I give them some slack, because yeah, of course mistakes happen, and I don't know if the mistake was actually the installing of that thing that they didn't mention what it is. I noticed that Microsoft starts to be like, unlike Cloudflare, where they actually talk about everything publicly. Hey, this is what happened. This is what happened. And this is what happened. We screwed up here. In the Cloudflare. But compared to Microsoft, that they try to hush thing. That's what I noticed. But yeah, that's what we have. And I might be wrong. Maybe Microsoft are going to put up a blog detailing everything, single thing that happened. And I'd love to see that. But guys, Yeah, I appreciate every one, single one of you who are working on these big companies, making sure that our services stay up to date, to be honest. Guys, what do you think about this outage? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you on the next one. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.